I'm not the first president to take up this cause, but I am determined to be the last. The time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed. Now is the season for action. Now is when we must bring the best ideas of both parties together and show the American people that we can still do what we were sent here to do. Now is the time to deliver on health care. I believe a broad consensus exists for the aspects of the plan I just outlined. Consumer protections for those with insurance, an exchange that allows individuals and small businesses to purchase affordable coverage, and a requirement that people who can afford insurance get insurance. And I have no doubt that these reforms would greatly benefit Americans from all walks of life, as well as the economy as a whole. Still, given all the misinformation that's been spread over the past few months, I realize that many Americans have grown nervous about reform. So tonight I want to address some of the key controversies that are still out there. Some of people's concerns have grown out of bogus claims spread by those whose only agenda is to kill reform at any cost. The best example is the claim made not just by radio and cable talk show hosts, but by prominent politicians, that we plan to set up panels of bureaucrats with the power to kill off senior citizens. Now, such a charge would be laughable if it weren't so cynical and irresponsible. It is a lie, plain and simple. There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. It's not true. I understand that the politically safe move would be to kick the can further down the road, to defer reform one more year, or one more election, or one more term. But that is not what this moment calls for. That's not what we came here to do. We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
I'm Ewan McCaskill, Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian. Last night's healthcare speech in front of a joint session of Congress comes after a long summer of polarizing debate in this country. And the speech last night showed just how raw and emotional this debate continues to be. It was an extraordinarily sort of raucous and noisy session of Congress. Normally, presidents are treated with respect. They're as a head of state. But Obama was greeted by one senator who heckled him. He said, "You lie." I've never come across anything like that in the time I've been covering US politics. It shows the extent to which Democrats and Republicans are divided in this issue and the chances of the two getting together to produce a joint bill seem increasingly unlikely. Obama's main aim here was to try and win back ground after a terrible summer in which he sort of lost momentum for health reform. His plans have been sort of savaged at town hall meetings across America. And to some extent, he did that. It was a very passionate speech. It was a fighting speech. He took on his critics. He accused the Republicans of scare tactics. He spoke about lies that had been peddled about death panels. I mean, Obama, throughout, when he was campaigning, was given over to moderation. So this was an unusual for him, a fighting speech, a partisan speech. His sort of failure to reach out to the Republicans suggests that he's given up on a sort of bipartisan approach. And it seems to me that he's intent now on just trying to win over and unite the Democratic Party. He's got to win over those Liberal Democrats, and he's got to win over sort of fiscally conservative Democrats who are sceptical about the health reform, costing millions, billions more at a time when the country can't afford it.